Our spring season coverage of Pella High School Athletics continues, and powered by Hy-Vee with Bob Fessler, head coach of the Pella Boys golf team, really at the halfway point of your 2026 season. We checked in only 3 short weeks ago. You have been fairly fortunate with the weather to get a lot of your meets in, considering that the weather we've had so far this spring, and your guys have had a lot of great scores so far. How fun has it been to be out here in all varying elements from beautiful days like today to those that we had Saturday at the Dutch Masters and everything in between?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you. Appreciate you just checking in. Yeah, we certainly have had the gambit of weather along the way, from meets being canceled and rescheduled. But for the most part, we've been able to get them in. We played in rain for 4 hours one day. We've played in the temperatures that were in the 30s and windy. And so, yeah, it's been an experience. And then we had a day like yesterday that was really nice and warm and got to play. So. We have been we're off to a good start. We have some good senior leadership that is making sure we're taking the right steps in the right directions. And I feel like we have good young kids that are adding in scoring, and it's been really fun to see this group advance.
So we are fresh coming off of, and I was able to go out for the final hole or two of your guys' Dutch Masters experience, a two-day tournament, one of the very few in the state before the state tournament where teams actually get to play 36 holes, whether there were severe thunderstorm warnings or
yes,
or the 40 degrees you talked about. Your guys were able to play through and took second against a really strong field of teams, and KJ had a fantastic weekend, winning a green jacket, first player in program history to do so. A real nice midseason milestone to say, hey, your guys can do something special.
I couldn't agree with you more. I feel like we really, Coach Dingman and I, it was a real test for us just to halfway, you know, a little bit before halfway through the season, really a mark to see where we're at. We intentionally bring, and we've talked about this in the first interview, we bring in strong teams. We want to know where we're at, what we need to work on, and how we compare. And it was good. We walk away with a second place finish. We shoot two very good scores on both days, considering the weather and the course we're playing, and find ourselves in second place to a very strong North Pole team. KJ played fantastic. He was 369 on the first day, and bounced back with the 78 on the next day, which was actually a strong score for the conditions. And first player in program history, like you said, to put on the green jacket and win the Dutch Masters for us. So a lot of neat things happening there. We had a breakout by Landon Reynolds, our junior, who shot 74-80, just strong, finished in the top seven as well. And so just good performances forward and back there. And, you know, we are off to a really good start in the Little Hawkeye. We play four meets there, as you're aware. We have two down now, and we've been able to win both of the two, which has put us in the lead. So we're feeling good there and confident there. But we're working hard. That's, I think, the biggest thing with our kids that I see and that coaching staff sees is that we're very willing to work harder to get better. And so that is very encouraging to any coach.
We're here with Bob Fessler, head coach of the Pella Boys golf team. This interview powered by Hy-Vee, nearing a midseason check-in. And, yeah, roster-wise, we talked a lot about having a lot of key returners, and they've done well. But you've also had a lot of young players. You've had some jumbling at the bottom of the lineup trying to figure out who the top six are sometimes. But really, a lot of guys who've had individually some really strong days. I know Cole this week in particular, Edmondson had one. And just a lot of guys who are battling it out in that 3-6 spot to make the team better.
Right. So our JV has beaten a number of varsity teams. So they are competitive by themselves, which then brings the bottom of our varsity and the top of them in a lot of competition. And, you know, we have two sophomores in there that have kind of risen above that are holding down varsity spots, in Tate Lauman and Anderson Dana. And they are definitely contributing well to our team. And so we really do have this nice mix. We've got three seniors in KJ and Hunter and Cole, and then we have Landon, and then we have two sophomores in Anderson and Tate. And so it's been fun to watch growth there. I think the nice thing that we have is that depth. Again, something we talked about early, but we have kids like Canton Lyle and Maddox Smith and Noah Stewart and just Kane Hayes that are just pushing and making sure, you know, that we're improving all the time. Otherwise, they're very willing to step in.
The crazy part about spring is if you blink, you miss it. And we are 2 weeks away as we're recording this from the first day of tulip time, which means that's about how much regular season you have left. And then right after tulip time, you're into sectionals and districts, which we learned that you'll be potentially at home if you get to that round. But what do these last 2.5 weeks look like with the guys, knowing that you've got a lot of competitions in a short amount of time and knowing that tulip time is going to be a little bit of a, as it always is every year, a little bit of a break before you jump into the postseason?
Right. Well, at this point, we kind of step back and we take a look at a lot of the stats we've been taking, which tell a story. They let us know, hey, you know, I need to work on this aspect or this part of my game. So we'll do that and kind of redefine going forward where our individuals need to be really polishing and working at. As far as the week goes, we leave tomorrow. We're in the Grinnell invite, and then we're going to leave after that and go to the West Delaware invite up in Manchester. So we'll be gone. We'll stay overnight, which is kind of nice for us. It's our bonding trip. It's our mini state tournament for us, getting away and having to deal with all of those things of being organized the next morning and, you know, try to get that feel. So we're excited about that. We're looking to perform well on courses some of our kids haven't seen yet. So it's a pretty big challenge. We turn around next week and we have the OSCE Invitational, and then we host again on the 30th, and then we turn around and we're at the Knoxville invite on Saturday. So there's a lot right in front of us in the next 2 weeks. We just want to keep improving. We want to keep taking a step forward. So the great thing about that is we're working with young men that are hungry to prove themselves and hungry to take those steps. So practices have been really positive. They've been heading the right direction. The coaching staff's been happy with it. So,
and then, yeah. We're not going to get too far ahead of ourselves, but right after tulip time, Coach, you're in the postseason, and it's amazing how fast it comes. But I imagine with some of the scores you've seen and the performances that your guys at their best can make things really special at the end.
I agree with that. In the moment, you still have to perform, but as well, you do size things up. You like to see where you stand, and I like our squad. We've beaten some really good teams. We know what we need to work on, and we're committed to doing that. So should be a fun postseason.
It's Bob Fessler, head coach of the Pella Boys golf team. We still got a couple weeks left of the regular season, and then you and I will catch up probably right after that sectional meet. Always appreciate your time, Bob, and look forward to seeing the guys here soon.
Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate you.